In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Gregory Nazianzen. He was a bishop and doctor of the church in the 4th century. And he being a doctor of the church, he has a very important teaching to us today. That is, in what manner we should act as soldiers of Christ. Saint Gregory has gained a great victory over the heresy of Arianism. If you remember, children, that was a wicked heresy which denied that Jesus was God. And Saint Gregory, being a good bishop as he was, he fiercely battled against these heretics so that God's glory and Jesus' divinity and the Holy Catholic Church might triumph over her enemies. Saint Gregory was made a bishop of Nazianzus by Saint Basil, who was his friend, but eventually he became an even greater ranking bishop when Saint Gregory became Patriarch of Constantinople. And it was in this office where he drove all the heretics and false teachers out from the churches and destroyed any influence what the heresy might have been in the city of Constantinople. But because he did this, many people started to hate him, because he was very holy and always wanted to do the right thing, Saint Gregory was. So evil people and those who still supported the heresy hated him, and they even stoned him when he set his foot outside to the streets, and in many ways calumniated him and did all kinds of harm to Saint Gregory. So eventually Saint Gregory had to resign from his see, and he died peacefully and while being contemplating the glories and mysteries of God. Children, today is also a great feast of celebration in many countries in Europe, because it was on this day in 1945 when the Second World War ended. For example, in Moscow on this day, they had a huge parade of 14,000 soldiers and many, many people watching and celebrating with them. Today is a very military day in many countries, but Saint Gregory has given us an important lesson how we, that is Catholics, we should be soldiers of Christ. Saint Gregory once taught us, saying that we must overcome our enemies by gentleness, win them over by forbearance. That is how we as soldiers of Christ should act upon the others. If you ever get into argument with somebody, or somebody treats you badly or says bad things about you, the duty of a soldier of Christ is not to answer evil with evil, but answer evil with love. If somebody is mean to us, let us show gentleness. If somebody speaks bad things about us, let us answer with silence. And when we speak, let us also only speak good words. That is how soldier of Christ acts, always forgetting himself or his own glory or his own passions, and always thinking what is the best way to promote the glory and honor of God Almighty. Every Mass where we as soldiers of Christ, every Mass where we attend, that is truly like a victory parade for Christ our King. When he died on the cross and resurrected our Lord Jesus, he defeated Satan. The enemy against we fight is already defeated, and Christ our King, he reigns supreme, and he will take us to heaven after our death. While we waiting that, and when we are still in this earth, we face many enemies, people who do not like us, or who might even hate us. But as Saint Gregory taught us today, let us always answer hate with love. Let us always answer the bad speech by with good speech. And if heretics or other bad religions are using are piercing attacks against the Holy Catholic Church, let us answer to that by being even better Catholics, by using the sacraments well and attending to Mass whenever we can. When we rally under the banner of Christ, our King, and go into Holy Mass, our victory parade, we are truly the worthy soldiers of Christ, and our High Priest, Jesus Christ, he will resurrect us as well, and we will enjoy the everlasting glorious victory in heaven together with him and the saints. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.